I would suggest that John O'Hurley, you are the most recognizable voice in show business. Has anyone asked you to say, next stop, Broadberry Avenue, you know, on and be that recording on the public transit system?
Well, you know, actually, the best, thank you for saying that. I appreciate the compliment. Actually, the best ones are over in England, and the train stops down to the southwest of London. Those are the greatest ones because the names of the towns are so unbelievably absurd.
Right.
We have Dweezil, we have Mousel, Mousehole.
But it's not you, it's not your voice. It could be.
There, sure, but there's greater Pootings and little Pootings.
It sounds, but those sound like dog names, which bring us to this, and that is the National Dog Show presented by Purina. I really do think on Thanksgiving Day that the almost greater than Thanksgiving is the idea that people are getting together now in large groups, family groups and parties, the dog show parties. Have you heard about this?
I have, actually, yes, and it's nice to know that we have established ourselves into nearly a quarter of a century of American tradition, family tradition, if you will. But it's wonderful to know that people gather for that reason, and well, I can't think of a better reason than to support our dogs.
Well, in fact, you've been doing this dog show, as you mentioned, for, what, about a quarter of a century? Is that what you just said?
Well, this is our 24th year.
Amazing.
So we'll be entering into our 25th year, yes.
That is incredible. And, you know, at that point in time, I mean, certainly you were known for playing, if people don't know, John O'Hurley, Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, but also an actor and countless TV shows, an actor on stage, game shows you hosted, even Dancing with the Stars. I mean, for a while, everywhere is where you were, but a dog show? And it turns out now you are quite the expert, really, and you've written books about dogs. Did you ever think that that would happen?
Well, no. I really had no foreknowledge of dogs at all. I'm so grateful to have David Fry as my co-host there, because I think the first couple of seasons he really was able to kind of nurture me through and get me to a point where I was at least offensive anyway.
Well, what I really want to know is who's going to win the dog show, but you're probably not going to tell me that. So when all the people get together, and now they even bet on who the winner will be for the dog show, but let me try this out on you. At my dog's first dog show, a judge told me my dog had excellent movement. I said, thanks. He practices running away from baths. Is that a good enough line for you to say on the air?
That's perfect. That's how you develop that sense of direction and your sense of velocity.
I'll try one more. I asked my dog if he wanted to enter a dog show. He said, well, I'd prefer not to be judged by people who don't sniff each other to say hello.
That's exactly right.
Well, I guess my jokes are going to fail and not make it to air. But you and the aforementioned David Fry do have a chemistry that's clearly better than what I have with you at the very moment. But, you know, it's interesting to me, John, and I'm sure this has happened to you as a performer. Some producer somewhere says, you ought to work with you because I know it'll work and they're never right. What makes it right with you and David?
Well, I would say it's mostly David. He is one of the most knowledgeable men in the world of dogs. So there's the database that he has, but he's also a very gentle human being. So much like the dogs that he treasures so deeply, he brings that sense of gentleness to his presentation, and I think that. That helps us a great deal in terms of being an appealing couple.
Well, I won't get personal. What is the best thing about broadcasting all these years, the dog show, for you personally?
Well, for me, it's my favorite day of the year because you can't. I always say if you take an elevator full of 10 people and you all of a sudden bring a dog into the elevator, all 10 people will look at the dog and they'll all be smiling. And I said, dogs just do that. So if you can imagine, one day a year, I get to walk around a room and filled with 2,000 dogs, and everybody's smiling, and everybody's having a wonderful time.
Well, indeed. And you can see and hear David Fry and John O'Hurley, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina Thanksgiving Day, following Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC. John O'Hurley, every year we get to chat, and every year I just listen to your voice, and I think, I wish my voice was like that. John, thank you.
They call me human tryptophan.
I think that's a good thing. Thank you, John.
Great to talk to you, as always.